WNYC Studios is supported by the community of writers, presenting live online short courses in the Writer's Annex. Upcoming in 2024, Sylvia Plath, James Joyce's Ulysses, and Emily Dickinson. Instructors include Victoria Chang, Robert Haas, Brenda Hillman, Peter Orner, and Matthew Zapruder. Learn more at communityofwriters.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
2 years ago, a novel by Liu Cixin won the Hugo Award, which is like the Pulitzer Prize for science fiction. It's called The Three-Body Problem, and it was the first Chinese book to win the Hugo. Sci-fi is a relatively new thing in China, and the international recognition is a big deal. There's a film in the works, but already people have put their own fan videos on YouTube.
I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet. We step out of our solar system into the universe seeking only peace and friendship to teach.
And you'll also find music inspired by The Three-Body Problem. The New Yorker's Josh Rothman wrote about Liu Cixin's book, and he talked last week with the translator Ken Liu.
I've read these books and loved them. They're really complicated. I wonder how you would describe the plot.
So the first book, The Three-Body Problem, is a very classical first contact story. It imagines an alternate history in which during the Cultural Revolution, the United States and the Soviet Union were both engaged in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, actively sending out messages. And China decided that it needed to participate in this race to reach the stars as well. And amazingly enough, the Chinese effort succeeds. One of the engineers who worked on this project, her name is Ye Wenjie, and her father was an astrophysicist who was persecuted by the Red Guard during the Cultural Revolution and, in fact, killed. And this incident left a huge impact on the young woman, the scientist, Ye Wenjie herself. So after establishing contact, Ye Wenjie decides to actually invite the aliens to invade the Earth. The Cultural Revolution completely destroyed her faith in humanity and the ability for the species to redeem itself. Then humanity is faced with this invasion by aliens who live in a star system that's unique because it has three suns. The three suns cause the planet's orbit to be very unstable, leading it to have a very chaotic climate. And so in order to survive on a planet like this, the Trisolarans, that's what aliens are called, developed a highly authoritarian political structure. And their entire purpose in existence really is to find a more stable planet on which to migrate.
What's the success level of these novels in China?
It's broken into the mainstream. One thing that you might find interesting is that among Chinese readers and critics, one of the most common ways to describe Liu Cixin's work is that he doesn't write like a Chinese. They view the grandness of his stories and the way he wants to imagine cataclysmic change all the time to be refreshing and absolutely unique. I would disagree with them, but that is what they say.
I mean, I'm a big sci-fi reader and always have been. And there's just a ton of American science fiction books that they're really just about the Wild West, a sort of libertarian frontier. There's tribes of heathens who have to be subdued, like the Klingons or whatever. Is there a sense in which these three-body novels are about China?
I will answer that in two parts.
Yeah.
One possible reading would be China as a stand-in for Earth civilization as a whole, and to read the Trisolarans as in some way representative of all the colonial powers that have invaded China. Another alternative reading is to read the Trisolarans as a stand-in for China, and to read the people of Earth as in some way equivalent to all the people who believe in Western values. So the second part of my answer is I think none of these political readings are particularly interesting or, in fact, relevant. And I think a far more interesting reading of the novel is what would happen to our values? What would happen to what we think of as universals under extraordinary circumstances? Do ideas about authoritarianism and democracy and freedom and universal love and human rights, do these values survive when humanity itself is placed under extraordinary pressures of survival?
That was The New Yorker's Josh Rothman speaking with writer Ken Liu, who translated The Three-Body Problem into English.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.